50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanks.
You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
So if you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you get information on all of our guests at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. So on the Doug Haldeman Show, we're constantly in search of ways to either save you money, make you money, or equip you with the tools that you need to win in any market. The Home Scouting Report's a tool that's gaining massive traction with our listeners. So if you're looking for a home in the next 12 months, then you need to pay attention to this offer.
Doug, now you did a lot of research, a lot of research. What
you
did
know
you
I have.
I know. That's
research is in my wheelhouse. I love it.
That's your analytical side. So what did you find to be the best tool out there?
Well, as I looked at all the tools out there, of course, Zillow is the most well-known, mm-hmm. and Trulia is, one of the second biggest websites out there, too. Decent tools, here's the biggest problem I found with them, is that they only have about 60 to 70% of all the listings, because they're what they call aggregators of data, meaning they have to actually get permission from every individual broker to have the information from the MLS.
Okay.
So the bottom line for the tool is that it absolutely has to have 100% of the listings on the MLS.
And we're learning that a lot of the home buyers are starting online, and so that's why you felt the need to go ahead and try to get this tool available to people.
Well, yeah, because with the changing market dynamic, it's not just a lot of home buyers. 94% of all home buyers start their search online. Okay, and interesting stat, too, is that people want control of the home buying experience. National Association of Realtors said that last year, 50% of the buyers, so one out of two buyers, found the property first, and then they brought it to the real estate agent.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And what that tells me is that people want control of the home buying process, and that's why I felt like we really needed to find that tool. We needed to, 33% of all the households in the U.S., are currently using the internet for real estate information in one form or another. So as we looked around out there, we found the Home Scouting Report, because it is the best tool that gives you all the listings in the MLS, and it's real-time information. They show 6.2 million listings for sale on there, which is even more than Realtor.com. So do you end up using this tool? I mean, Tammy, you've used this tool personally.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I really like it because it's for me a one-stop shop, because I can look at and peruse through all the different pictures, because that's what attracts me. I can see all the different homes. I can actually go in and view the different rooms in the home. So that's cool to me.
Yeah, to be able to look inside the houses, mm-hmm. and see every picture of it. Even if it's your neighbor's house, you want to see everything that's for sale in your neighborhood.
You're a weirdo.
I tell you what, here's one of my favorite features is the mobile app for this.
Yeah.
Okay, I had the mobile app on my phone. A couple months ago, Garrett, one of our oldest sons, is watering the lawn for somebody that's on vacation. And so as I go over to pick him up, I realize it's the exact same floor plan as our house, and the house is for sale. Well, very mm-hmm. quickly, I pull it up and use the mobile app, hit homes for sale near me, which it was very near me since I was sitting in the driveway. And next thing you know, I'm looking through the pictures to see, okay, how did they take a home with our floor plan? How did they decorate it? What's the price on it? Because then it gives us an idea that we bought a foreclosure.
That's true.
What are some of the things someone can do to take a 25-year-old home and update it?
Right.
I love that feature.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And the mobile app does make it really easy and handy.
Okay, so if you'd like to use a mobile app, let's talk about that one first. Right now, grab your smartphone, go to iTunes or Google Play on your phone, search the apps using the phrase Home Scouting. So Home Scouting is what you need to put in there. Download the Home Scouting app at no cost, and then use the VIP code. It will ask you for a VIP code, and it's 314-472-3684. It's 314-472-3684. It's our show phone number, which is 472-DOUG, but put in the actual numbers for it. And start searching like a pro today, where you can get access to all the properties in the MLS, and that's just the mobile app. You also can get on there from the computer and use the full service on your PC, too.
And you can search for, you know, all the foreclosures, short sales. You can sort it to where you can look at the school systems, the average incomes, restaurants, if that's your thing.
Well, and there's a reason why there are 2 million home buyers that are using the tool at any given time. 50,000 realtors actually use this tool for their buyers instead of the MLS portal.
It's a smart thing to do.
Well, and the average user of this tool, here's where I know it's good, is the average user of it logs in 53 times per month.
That's an addiction.
Well, 53 times per month, that's almost twice a day that they log in on average.
But, you know, we all used to drive around and spend all that gas. So now that just saves. See? Saving money already.
Well, not only saving money, because this is free.
Right.
It's a totally free tool. So sign up for this today. The other way you can get access to it is to go to our website. Just go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And look for the Home Search tab. So once you choose the Home Search tab, you can go to Home Scouting option on there, and then go to the top and register, and it will put it right directly into the system where we know you came from the show, and it guarantees that it's free, and it will know that you want St. Louis market that way too.
Right, right.
So, Tammy, some of the demographic information that you mentioned, I think is, you know, can't be understated, because if you're looking at moving, to be able to pull up the school system and narrow down your search by school system, know even the test scores within that district, I think was amazing.
That's really important when you have children and you're wanting them, you know, to go to a public school system or just to fine tune where you want your kids to grow up.
Right. Well, and then even some of the amenities you could map out. You know, if you like Starbucks, you could map out on the system where's the closest Starbucks or where are the closest restaurants or the closest shopping. You can even search on there to know what the average income is for a specific area that you want to look in.
Right. It makes it handy. Now, you can log in through Facebook, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the beauty of that is that I hate having to remember tons of usernames and passwords. So the fact that you can use Facebook to log in gives you two things. One is you don't have to remember another username and password.
Bonus.
But the second part that I love, and 80% of the buyers, by the way, use their Facebook login to be able to log into this. So 80% of the Scouting Report buyers. Okay. But here's the beauty of it is you can share properties. So say you're searching, you find a house you like. You could share a property right on Facebook, and you could share it out with all your friends, or you could share it out specifically with a close friend or a family member. You know, hey, Mom, take a look at this property. You know, we're looking at it. Tell me what you think. You look through here.
Or even helping your family sell their home. You could promote their own home.
Absolutely. You can post it on there. If your house is one that is listed, then you can use that, post it on Facebook, and get extra publicity that take control of your property and sell it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When your favorite property's on there, you actually can save to your favorites. So if you have several you're watching, a big use for that I see is some people that will have their house listed, they want to know what their competition's doing. So we enroll them in the Home Scouting Report. And once they're enrolled in there, then they take all their neighbors that are for sale and they add those to their favorites. So then when it's added to your favorites, it will send you an alert every time there's a price change, a status change, it goes pending, it ends up selling. Then it gives you the ability to get instant access and instant notice whenever that happens. So I'll urge you right now is grab your smartphone. I think that's the easiest way to sign up is grab your smartphone, go to iTunes or Google Play, and search the apps using the phrase Home Scouting. Download the Home Scouting app at no cost, and then enter the VIP code, which is 314-472-3684, 314-472-3684, which is a show phone number. And start searching like a pro today. And then if you're on a PC and you don't have a smartphone, go to DougHaldeman.com and look for the Home Search tab and choose the Home Scouting option and register at the top and start using the tool today. What happens when a home is vacant for 5 years? Coming up, you'll find out how much those 5 years cost the local bank as we speak with Wes Vilhard, our home inspection expert from Housemaster. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.